USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rallies in support of a woman's right to an abortion are being held in every single state today. At noon local time, advocates will be at various locations speaking out against abortion bans and to promote reproductive freedom. The hashtag #StopTheBans movement is being sponsored by groups from the ACLU to Planned Parenthood. President Trump on the campaign trail in the Keystone State last evening.
President Trump blasting current Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden at a huge rally at a hangar in Montoursville, Pennsylvania.
And don't forget, Biden deserted you. He's not from Pennsylvania. I guess he was born here, but he left you, folks. He left you for another state, and he didn't take care of you because he didn't take care of your jobs.
That report from correspondent Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Members of the House Democratic leadership are reportedly urging Speaker Nancy Pelosi to open impeachment proceedings against President Trump, but Pelosi continues to resist that idea. The head of the House Judiciary Panel strongly suggesting that former White House counsel Don McGahn show up at a hearing set for today. In a letter, Chairman Jerry Nadler says the committee is, quote, prepared to use all enforcement mechanisms to compel his testimony. The panel wants McGahn to answer questions about his testimony in the Mueller investigation. A major city looking for a new police chief, as city manager in Fort Worth, Texas, says they have fired Chief Joel Fitzgerald. City manager David Cook says he was relieved of duty yesterday after a series of incidents.
Questions of commitment and leadership both inside the department and in the community had been raised.
And he says Fitzgerald's recent confrontation with the head of a law enforcement union was a last straw. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oklahoma getting hit with more severe weather and some tornadoes overnight. The powerful storms brought one possible twister to the eastern part of the state, but there are no reports yet of major damage or injuries. Powerful storms hit the western and northern parts of the state earlier yesterday. Several tornadoes spotted before sundown, with one in the southwestern town of Mangum causing damage to homes and other structures, and tornado watches are staying in effect for a bit longer through other parts of that region. American shoe companies are warning President Trump that slapping tariffs on shoes imported from China would be catastrophic for U.S. consumers. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Foot Locker, and other sports shoe brands expressing their concerns into a letter sent to the president yesterday. That letter from over 170 footwear companies says raising import duties on shoes from China would threaten the economic viability of many companies that sell shoes. More than 70% of the shoes imported to America are made in China. And the head of Microsoft's Xbox division promising new content moderation experiences by the end of the year. Phil Spencer not announcing exactly what those tools would be in a blog post yesterday, but wrote that they want to go after toxic behavior that Xbox Live users have experienced on social networks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.